Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to or welcome back to Training to Care. If you're new here, my name's Ashley, and I upload every single Monday. So last week's episode, I talked about how being misunderstood is actually a good thing and not such a bad thing like we all think it is. When you're misunderstood by someone who you cannot relate to, someone who you wouldn't want to trade places with, someone who you don't necessarily like or respect, it not only separates the two of you and makes space for more people who are like you, but it also reaffirms the kind of person you are. Today's episode is like a sister episode to that one. I want to talk about choosing peace over proving a point. There's going to be people who you meet or that you have strong relations with who you cannot get through to. People who don't understand you or they choose not to understand you. And for your own good, it's best to leave it that way and not try to change their mind or fight with someone who is literally only looking for a fight. We're going to talk about how some people are committed to misunderstanding you, egos getting in the way of resolution, people who seek conflict, and then deciding to call it quits with a clown. So with all that being said, let's just get right into today's episode. One of the reasons that I don't buy into this idea that if you don't have a lot of friends or you've gone through a lot of friendship breakups that you are the problem and you don't know how to keep friends is a lot of these people who are struggling to maintain friendships are actually some of the most honest friends. Not all the time, but from my own experience and from what I've seen, these people aren't afraid of confrontation. They're the ones who are going to go out of their way to approach their friend with a problem because they want to work through it rather than, you know, biting their tongue and allowing resentment to build up. The issue is not everyone has that same mindset. They don't like confrontation, and when it's brought to them, rather than working through the issue, they make a bigger one out of it, which leads to the friendship ending. If you're the type of person who prefers to talk through your problems with your friends, with your partner, if you're someone who's willing to problem solve to maintain the friendship or the relationship, it can be very frustrating trying to have those conversations with someone who is unwilling to. When you're just trying to have open and honest communication, people who aren't used to that or are afraid of that sometimes take it as an attack and purposefully misinterpret everything that you're bringing to them. As someone who uses logic when trying to reason with others, it's frustrating trying to get through to someone who doesn't, which is why you need to stop. I'm not saying that you need to stop communicating. Never lose that skill. That is extremely valuable. But if you're communicating clearly and someone is misconstruing everything that you say to the point where you're like, the sky is blue, and they're like, I don't really think so. I think it's red. You need to pick and choose your battles. Let's say that you're trying to communicate with someone that they overstepped a boundary and they immediately jump to, you're attacking me. I must be the worst friend ever. How dare you accuse me of that when you did X, Y, and Z? That person isn't hearing what you're actually saying because all they hear is that they did something wrong. And we'll get into that in a minute, but your point of bringing up that cross boundary isn't to scold that person. It's to make sure they understand what you are and aren't comfortable with so that boundary isn't crossed again. You're essentially saying, I care about our friendship and I want it to last, but if this boundary keeps being crossed despite me emphasizing it, our friendship will be in jeopardy and I don't want that, which is why I'm communicating this to you. I'm not bringing this up to fight with you. I'm bringing this up to make sure that we're good. You could say all of that and then some, and that person still might not get you because they don't want to. They don't want to be wrong. They don't want to apologize, or they just don't want to see your side of things. And in cases like that, it's not productive to explain yourself over and over again or defend yourself a million times against someone who is purposefully meaning to not understand you. it doesn't matter how right you are. You can be objectively right. If somebody doesn't want to see your point of view, they're going to do everything and anything to make sure they don't. You can't reason with unreasonable. This episode is sponsored by Fabletics. You all know how much I love Fabletics. I'm constantly wearing their clothing, whether it's to record the podcast or to my workout classes. But now Fabletics has denim, real structured premium denim. I feel like denim's kind of a hit or miss because typically good denim is more on the expensive side. But because this is Fabletics denim launch, new VIPs unlock major savings on their first purchase. So trying this new denim right now actually makes sense. When I signed up as a new VIP with Fabletics, I got $29 denim, which is kind of unheard of for this quality. From what I understand, this is launch pricing, so I would grab it while it's still at that rate. I love that they offer three stretch levels for every occasion or style that you want. They have skinny, straight, wide leg, baggy, mini skirts, and denim jackets. In today's episode, I'm actually wearing my new leopard mid-rise baggy jeans. I love the fit of these. I love that they're not too long. I love that I can wear these with a fancy top to go out, or like today with just a jacket in a more casual, sporty way. Fabletics already has incredible deals, and I've got an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Get $29 denim when you sign up as a VIP. Just head to fabletics.com/TNTC. Take a quick style quiz and be sure to select TNTC when prompted to unlock your offer. That's fabletics.com/TNTC. Or imagine you have a close friend who starts dating someone new, and over time, you notice this pattern where their partner's always canceling plans last minute, they're putting them down a lot, they're very controlling, they're flirting with other people, and it's just not good. So your friend comes to you, they're venting to you about what's going on, and they're clearly hurting. As their friend, you're there for them, but you also point out the fact that they're almost always more upset than they are happy with this person, and this person seems to never follow through on what they say they're going to do, and they're very disrespectful, and your friend just deserves better. Objectively, you're right. You're not guessing on what you think is going on. You're reflecting back on what they've told you themselves. But instead of feeling supported, your friend gets defensive. You know, you don't even know them. You're judging them way too hard. I'm sure your partner isn't always perfect. Why can't you just be happy for me? Deep down, your friend probably knows you're right, but they aren't ready to face it because admitting you're right would mean confronting a painful truth. And sometimes concern or even just bringing up something that doesn't sit right with you, even if you're trying to fix a problem, can feel like criticism or pressure to the other person, which is why they become defensive. So even though your perspective is grounded in reality, it's not going to land. And this is true in most cases. Even when you confront someone calmly, it still feels like an attack. Sometimes the more calm you are and the more clear you are, the more it threatens the emotional story they're trying to hold on to. Facts don't matter when people's emotions are heightened or their egos are threatened. In a lot of cases, the reason why people are committed to misunderstanding you is they want to deflect responsibility. They want to avoid admitting they were wrong at all costs. They want to take control of the narrative or the conversation to ensure that they don't get painted as the villain. Someone who is not ready to accept responsibility or is just not mature enough to work through problems with you will do anything but try to understand you or apologize. They will twist your words. They will ignore the actual point. They will only respond to what supports their argument, or they will look for things that point the finger back at you. Again, when you use logic, specifically when trying to facilitate a conversation with someone to work through your problems, you think that being clear and concise is going to help you. You think showing all of the receipts is going to open their eyes. You think over-explaining is going to get your point across so they see your point of view. But you need to realize that understanding you would require them to change their position, and they're unwilling to do that. Again, I'm not saying to not try to get your point across. I'm not saying to stop communicating and just cut people off. What I am saying is there's no point in arguing with someone whose ego is more important than your relationship with them. A threatened ego will kill honest communication every time, so their ego will win and you will lose every single time. You may know that when someone upsets you or a problem occurs, the reasonable thing to do is to communicate. You know when conflict breaks out, the reasonable thing to do is to de-escalate it. especially when it's someone you love, like a friend, a partner, a family member, or even just someone you have to work with and deal with. There's usually an obvious remedy to any conflict, but no matter how much you try to diffuse the situation or get to the bottom of what happened and how to fix it, if the other person involved cares more about their image rather than what actually happened, or they care more about their reputation than your feelings, you will not get an apology. There will be no resolution unless you apologize and take accountability for what happened. That is usually the route that people like that take. Instead of owning up to their own mistakes, they look for yours. They look for reasons why you're wrong and why you should be the one to apologize. It's a defense mechanism to avoid responsibility. They care more about being right than actually fixing what they may have done or just caring for the relationship between the two of you. If the only resolution to a conflict that someone else caused is you apologizing and taking responsibility for what they did, they do not care about you and they do not care what they did. It is not your responsibility to own up to other people's wrongdoings just to maintain a friendship or relationship with them. That's why I don't buy into the idea that if you don't have a lot of friends or you don't have a large friend group, that you're the problem, because a lot of these people who have a large friend group or have maintained the same friendship for several years avoid confrontation with their friends because they know if they speak up and they say how they actually feel, their friend will leave them. They allow their friends to take advantage of them. And obviously that's not the case for everyone. That doesn't always happen, but it does happen a lot. Usually the person who cares more about the friendship or the relationship ends up being treated poorly or worse than the other person because there is a power dynamic. Some people know the power they hold over someone else. They know this person loves me way more than I love them, so I can treat them however I want and they're not gonna do anything. There's no consequence. They're not going to leave. People who feel like they have power over you or power over your relationship with them are going to keep it that way. So no matter how right you are about how things went down or how they treated you, they're not going to own up to it or make things right with you because to them, they're stepping down from the pedestal they put themselves on. With that being said, there's no point in exhausting your energy just to end up being the one to apologize when you didn't do anything wrong. If you go into a conversation looking for an apology and end up being the one to apologize, ask yourself why that is. Why does this person expect me to take ownership for the things that they did to keep this relationship going? It's also important to understand that some people aren't looking for resolution. They're looking for conflict. Some people go into confrontation ready to fight rather than problem solve. So you might go into a conversation with the goal of overcoming an obstacle, whereas the other person's goal is to amplify the obstacle or make more of them. Their goal isn't to make things right between you. Their goal is to make sure that they're right. And that usually entails bringing up a bunch of other issues to pile onto this one and blow things out of proportion to the point of no return with no intention of correcting what upset you in the first place. That's why when you bring up an issue with, let's say, your boyfriend that they didn't do the dishes, instead of acknowledging what they didn't do, they look for things that they have done or that you didn't do. So instead of just being like, I'm sorry, my head was somewhere else, I forgot to do it, let me do that now, or I will do it next time and I'm grateful that you did it for me, it's, well, I worked all day and I took out the trash, so why are you attacking me? And then they bring up a bunch of other things that bother them that you've done. Or on a deeper level, you know, you bring up that you don't feel comfortable with them liking girls' bikini pictures. Instead of apologizing, because that is disrespectful and is a cross boundary for a lot of people in relationships, they go on this whole tangent about how they don't like that you're insecure and you're so controlling and they can never make you happy, you're so dramatic. And it's no longer about how you feel. It's now an opportunity to attack you because they feel attacked, even though that was never your intention. You have to be really careful around people who have so much passion when it comes to arguing with you. Listen, I'm a fiery person. I'm an Aries. I am very passionate. I grew up with adults being like, oh, you should be a lawyer. You love to debate, right? That's just parents and adults saying that you're a bitch when you're little. That's their nice way of saying that you're bitchy. But I don't have passion when it comes to making people feel bad. There are people who will enjoy getting a rise out of you. There are people who feel good when they see you getting all worked up. They enjoy picking a fight. They enjoy contradicting your points. They enjoy twisting the narrative and taking control because it makes them feel powerful. It makes them feel powerful to see you vulnerable, because to people like that, vulnerability is a weakness. People like that are looking for a fight for their own personal gain, whether it's to soothe their ego, you know, make them feel big and bad, to release resentment they've been holding on to, or they're seeking drama because their life lacks substance. So they need something to fill their day and give it meaning. They want entertainment, and your pain is that for them. You two are going into conflict with two different goals. You're trying to solve a problem and they're trying to win a fight. And because of that, you're never going to come to a true agreement. You can't make sense to someone who only sees them being right as the correct answer. And again, like I said before, it's not your responsibility to take accountability and say sorry when it's not your place to, just to end the conflict. You shouldn't have to disarm yourself and forget your boundaries or your feelings or your needs to keep someone else happy and a part of your life. If the relationship is only in good standing when you're being obedient, that is not your friend. They don't respect you and they don't like you. They like how you make them feel. They like that you don't hold them accountable. And they especially like that you don't have any boundaries or any limits. This episode is sponsored by Cozy Earth. I work from home, so I spend a lot of my time here, and I really think romanticizing your space is important to help enjoy your day and feel your best. And one way I do that is through comfort from morning to night with Cozy Earth. From their soft socks to breathable comforters, every detail is intentional and makes my day feel elevated. You already know how much I love Cozy Earth's PJs and their sheets, but what you don't know is how much I love their comforters. If you follow me on social media and you see my podcast clips, you might see me recording every single episode with a big fuzzy brown comforter. That is from Cozy Earth. Although it's big and fluffy, it's designed with naturally breathable, temperature-regulating materials that help you feel cool, calm, and gently supported through the night. Which is why I love recording with it, because I just feel so comfortable and it really elevates the experience of recording the podcast. If you want to try it for yourself, they have a 100-night sleep trial making returns easy, and they also offer a 10-year warranty. Discover how care in every detail transforms simple routines into moments of true comfort and ease. Head to CozyEarth.com and use my code TNTC for up to 20% off. That's code TNTC for up to 20% off. And if you get a post-purchase survey, be sure to mention you heard about Cozy Earth right here. Experience the craft behind the comfort and make every day feel intentional. If you're having these types of arguments with someone consistently, or you're butting heads with someone and the only way to relieve the tension between you two is if you let up on them, more than likely, that's going to continue to happen because of the person they are versus the person you are. If you're friends with someone or in a relationship with someone who is persistent in treating you poorly or making you feel bad about yourself, more than likely, that is not going to change. They're not going to wake up one morning and have some sort of epiphany where they're like, wow, I've been kind of an a-hole. I haven't been treating this person good. I'm going to be better. I'm going to change. I think a lot of us think that will happen. We hope that will happen. We give people the benefit of doubt and we want to believe that they wouldn't intentionally treat us badly. We want to excuse their behavior with, they're going through something. They didn't mean that. Sometimes they're really nice to me. They're really understanding. But time and time again, they exhibit the same bad behavior, and that's because that's who they are. Walking away or breaking off a relationship with someone is really difficult, especially if you fought so hard to keep things together with them and you really love them. But at some point, you need to see them for who they are. If someone over and over again crosses your boundaries, takes advantage of you, lies to you, talks badly about you, makes fun of you, yells at you, antagonizes you, why do you expect them to be kind? Why do you expect them to be understanding? Why do you expect them to be trustworthy? Why do you expect them to be loyal? Why are you expecting someone to be someone entirely different than who they've shown you they are? When people show themselves to you, believe them. Words matter, but actions tell you everything. Don't blame a clown for acting like a clown. Blame yourself for attending the circus. If someone has shown you who they are, you know exactly how they behave, you know they're immature, you know they're toxic, you know they're dishonest, you know what to expect, stop engaging with them or expect the same outcome with that person. Instead of expecting someone to randomly change their behavior and who they are overnight, take some responsibility for where you spend your time and your energy. If you've had the same argument with this person a million times, why do you expect this argument, this time, to be any different? When people show you who they are and how they feel about you, adjust your boundaries or remove their access to you entirely instead of expecting them to change. I know that's hard to hear, especially when it's about someone you really love and you want them to be better. But you can't force someone to be better. You can only encourage growth. You can't force it. I know there's parts of you that think you can get through to this person and change them. Believe me, been there. But it doesn't matter how much you explain yourself, explain why this thing hurts you, explain why it was wrong what they did. If someone refuses to face the truth, face the reality of how they behave, there's no getting through to them. And it's not fair for you to lose sleep over someone who could not care less that you're hurting and that you're broken up over this. I know you want them to see your side of things. I know you want to prove a point, but some things are better left unsaid. Sometimes your peace often depends on the conversations that you refuse to have. There's a quote that I really love that is, "Sometimes the only way to be seen is to leave." Sometimes it takes refusing to have the same conversations for them to be like, oh, they're serious. Oh, what I did actually hurt them. What I did was wrong. We all want to be understood and we want to be seen. But I think there comes a time where you have to look at what you're up against and ask yourself, is it worth losing peace over? Do you want to continue attending the circus where there's chaos and clowns? Or do you want a nice spa day where you can just like chill out and relax and take care of yourself? I know that's a silly analogy, but that is something that's really helped me when choosing to engage or not engage with certain people. When I was in my teens, even my early 20s, I did not have the ability to make that decision. I did not have an off button. If I was arguing with someone, I'd spend hours fighting with them over text, defending myself. I mean, especially with ex-boyfriends, I'd spend so much of my time explaining why what they were doing was wrong, why they hurt me, why I deserve better. I didn't have the ability to look at what was going on and realize I don't need them to validate how I feel or validate that I deserve better. I can just do better. I can just decide to stop engaging with this, stop engaging with a clown and move on with my life and focus on something that's more productive. I have definitely learned that not every argument deserves my energy and not every person deserves an explanation from me. Sometimes the most mature response is no response. That person doesn't get the satisfaction from getting you all worked up and you don't spend all your time and energy on someone who's just going to disregard what you have to say anyways. The truth is, you can't expect an honest conversation with someone who isn't honest with themselves. I think what I want to leave you with, what I want you to take away, is you won't always be able to make people understand you. You won't always be able to prove that you're right and they're wrong. But the thing is, you don't have to. You really don't have to. If someone is unwilling to at least try to understand you, it's not your job to make them. And it's okay to decide that you don't want to. Sometimes winning, if we're talking about winning versus losing, is making the decision to not argue with them or even involve yourself with them anymore. If you're at peace and your conscience is clear, you've already won. It's like that quote from Taylor Swift, "I keep my side of the street clean, you wouldn't know what I mean." And that in itself is a win. That is where I'm going to end today's episode. I hope that you loved it. I hope it was helpful. And if it was, make sure to rate Try Not to Care on Spotify and Apple. It really helps me out. If you're not already following me on social media, make sure to do so. My Instagram and TikTok are linked in the show notes. If you have any questions or you want to be included in an upcoming advice session, I'll put the Google form in the show notes, but you can also just ask on Spotify or on my Instagram. I haven't done a Q&A in so long, so I really want to do that soon. So if you have any questions or you need advice, send it my way. But that is it for today's episode. I will talk to you next Monday. Bye.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.